JJJ is for Julie. You are unique.
I am.
LL. I love you oh so truly. I watch you every week. Every week.
She's the hottest little hen ahead on the internet. Just say Julie.
That's me.
Ba ba ba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to
Just Julie.
It's Fred Schneider. Oh my God!
How are you?
How are you?
Great.
You look so cute.
Well, I just got back from safari.
Really? Oh, did you get the glasses for the safari?
Well, yeah, because it was so bright in Africa.
I mean, you're not joking, right? You really went there?
Yeah, because I'm now the announcer for the Weekly World News.
How did that happen?
Well, I found out that the Weekly World News was back in business, and so I got my management to say, I'll do anything.
Oh my God!
Just about anything, and
you're really good like that at like promoting yourself for things that are fun, right?
Oh yeah. Well, this is perfect because I used to get it every week back in the 70s.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
So, what do you do for it?
Well, I'm researching stories and uncovering I've already done a few, I guess we're going to do it on YouTube and TikTok, but I've already done some real cutting edge journalistic.
Like what? Explain.
Well, the guy who was Bigfoot's, the female queen of the Bigfoot's love slave, you know, all real stuff, how aliens don't want to come to Earth. And but we have a connection that the government doesn't have. And we call it the lamestream media. They don't have. So
no, they don't have it. They
yeah, we're going to report on things that are not in the news because they're afraid to tell it or they don't know about it.
So you've interviewed Bigfoot's love slave?
Yes, he was. They found our reporters in Nepal interviewed him. He finally escaped, and he's really sad. He was the female Bigfoot's love slave for several years, and his two children, Snowflake and I forget the other ones, Ice Cup. He had to leave them behind, so he's really sad. Yeah, and really sad.
What is the female? Does the female Bigfoot look just like the regular Bigfoot?
Oh, well, she has long curly hair.
Oh,
and a
okay.
Crown. She has a crown too.
A crown. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get pictures?
Well, he couldn't take any pictures because she just grabbed him and he dropped his camera and he finally escaped. And the Sherpas who are around Mount Everest and all that just found him and he was wandering and all frostbitten and everything. It was really, really tough for him.
Right. So did you go out there? You went out there. You were
No. I have reporters all over the world.
Okay, good. So how much do you get in the field?
I just got back from Africa where I discovered I have a miniature Tyrannosaurus assistant, and I discovered a scientist.
Wait, for real? You have a Tyrannosaurus that's helping you.
Well, a miniature one.
Of course.
E.T. Her name's TT. Oh, no, his name's TT. His mother's going to join him.
Okay.
And he also does research. And if there's a news hot flash, he gives it to me. And so they'll be coming out soon.
Well, I cannot wait. Oh, look at that. I cannot wait to see that. Is that him? That's not him. That's a famous.
No, monster. That's Bat Boy.
Right.
They have Bat Boy t-shirts.
That's really cool. Bat Boy's a movie, right?
Bat Boy was the, it was a play, a musical. And the Weekly World News is also going to be doing movies, and I'm going to be in two of them.
Which are they? I know, like, you've done, I had to research you to do this interview, right? Like Barbara Walters. And I know
you are like Barbara Walters.
I know, kind of. You've done movies. I mean, you've acted, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what are you going to do in these movies?
Play a journalist.
Oh, every time.
Play a newscaster, because I'll be I'm the newscaster for the Weekly World News. I'll be the newscaster in one of these. And I don't know what, I said I would do, nude love scenes if they were in good taste, but.
Well, of course, right? Have you ever done a nude scene?
No, no one ever asked.
Oh, I did one.
I keep asking, but they say no thanks.
I did one when I was young. I did.
Oh, wow.
I know. I did a horror movie called Bloody Birthday, and I have a nude scene in it. And I'm like, I don't even know how I feel about it. I feel like, I guess it's kind of a little cult movie, right? So, I mean, everything, if it lasts long enough, becomes a cult.
I'll have to look it up.
You'll have to look it up. Because
you do such quality work. I mean,
thank you.
Strip Mall, stands the test of time.
Thank you.
And Just Say Julie, that was brilliant. So,
thank you. I wished I'd known you then. I could had you on those shows.
Me? Oh, me too.
It would have been perfect because we were both doing stuff at the same time.
Yeah, well, we're probably both real. I mean, I was on tour forever from like 1982 to 90 something.
Right, right. Do you remember how we met at all? I was trying to think how we met.
I think I contacted you somehow. Because I was such a fan of Strip Mall and all that. Or I invited you to a show.
I think that's what happened. I think because I've seen your band, I've seen the B-52s a bunch of times, but maybe the first time was because you invited me. I mean, yes. I already loved you guys, but
with of Elvira and
Yes. That was
Jackie
super
B.
fun. Yes, okay. That's right. And then we started writing a song for Earth Girls, which we still have to finish.
Yes.
We have to finish because I've been working on that with Dennis.
Well, let me know because I still have the lyrics and all that. Or
if okay.
You want to expand or
if well, you when you're out here, it would be great to work with you on it. I find it really hard to work on because I've been doing it with Dennis, working over Zoom, and I think it's really hard to work on music that way. Isn't it?
Well, I usually write lyrics, then someone does music, or I can put lyrics to music. I can do that.
That's good. I'm not very good at that either. I kind of have to do both of them together.
I don't write music. I mean, I can arrange and.
Right. But you started off as a poet.
Yes.
I read that. I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Well, I was in forestry and then I switched to journalism because and then I found out I had two more years to go when I was a junior and I said, forget this. And I was in Athens and I was having too much fun. And
great.
So for a final project, I mean, I'd written poetry before and crazy songs and scripts that I had my family do and friends do on tape recorder. And so for the final project, I was really lazy. And a friend said, I'm going to do a book of poetry. And I thought, that sounds easy. So, but I really got into it. And so I had to read the poems at the end. I had to read the poems in front of the class. And everyone was stone-faced except one friend of mine who would burst out laughing after each one. And the professor said, I don't know what any of this is, but I know you're serious. And he gave me an A.
That's fantastic. Did you turn any of them into songs?
Actually, some of them did become songs eventually, like Moon in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Lyrics were from that turned into.
Into that
song, Moon in the Sky, called The Moon.
That's pretty cool.
And
also read this thing of that your first gig essentially was accidental. You started performing with everyone at a Chinese restaurant.
No. We had drinks and went downstairs. And actually, I was reading the Weekly World News and they were talking about killer bees. And how they had just got to Brazil. So you can date, you know, when we did it to that. Killer bees finally arrived in Brazil. And so we went downstairs and jammed at a friend's house. He stayed upstairs and wrote letters. And so I suggested we do a song called Killer Bees. And we're doing a documentary. And I found a tape of us performing it. And
someone just happened to record it.
Well, we would all record, you know, bring tape recorders when we would jam. And we did it for a couple of shows. And so we the first gig we did was friends of mine were having a Valentine's Day party. And I said, oh, I'm in a band. Do you want us to play? And they said, sure. And
what did you guys do? Like what? How many songs did you have ready?
I think we did four songs twice. Same songs twice.
Was this also with the other people, Kate?
Kate, Cindy, Keith, and Ricky. And that was in Valentine's Day 77.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like six.
I was not even born. Were you scared?
No, it was all our friends. And see, we like to dance. And so we didn't really think of it as a career. It was just something to do. And I had moved back to Athens because I hated living in Atlanta again. Uh-huh. And so we decided this is a great hobby. And once we played at that one party, another friend said, oh, you got to play my party. And we didn't have a name. So Keith came up with the name for the first party because it was like, yeah, we'll play, but we don't have a name.
Was that the B-52s? Did he
yes.
come up with that? Oh, my God. It's so random and yet not. You know what I mean? Like, it was what you guys were all thinking and feeling at that time.
Yeah, well, we were all good friends and we had a lot in common and we each brought something different to the band. I mean, I couldn't play anything. Keith and Ricky were definitely musicians. Ricky learned how to play guitar watching and public TV.
And what? That seems like how can you learn that way? I don't know.
You watch TV and the woman showed
how to do it.
How to play. And he learned. And Kate actually was in a band called the Sun Donuts in New Jersey when she was in high school, and she could play piano, and naturally she has a great voice. And Cindy turned out to have an amazing voice.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that was like,
I recited.
They didn't know that they both had those kind of voices.
Well, they didn't know they could harmonize like that.
So, and they just started doing it.
It just happened.
That's... And then, so like, there's nothing calculated about this. Like the fact that you were talk singing and they were singing, like there was no, it just was that way. It wasn't like you go, hey, that's a good idea, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I wrote a lot of lyrics, but I never sang in high school, or I did, but it was like silly songs I would write for tape recorder scripts and things. And, but if there was a sing-along, I didn't sing, you know.
But did you do what you do? Did you do, like, the reciting?
No. I wrote poetry. No? I wrote poems and things and all that. But what I like to do is I wrote tape recorder scripts when I was in grammar school, like Miss America Supermarket Sweetheart. And I had my friend's mother and her, my best friend in high school, her and her mother be the two contestants and they fight and stuff like that. I still have the tapes. I have to find them.
Find all of those, especially for your documentary. You know, when you're describing your career, you sound like you were always fearless about it. Were you?
Well, yeah, we didn't care what critics said or anything like that. Like they said, I croak odd lyrics and it's like, that I thought that was funny. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
You know, I'm in a band. You're not.
Right. I always was like, I was often scared of what people would think, but I do it anyway.
We just did it. And there was no way people could tell us what to do because we didn't know any other way to do it except our way. And that's why Warner's let us do whatever we did. And it worked.
Did they ever try to control you?
No, but we did have one PR person who thought when the Macarena came around that we should wear Macarena outfits.
Oh my God. I was at Warner's too. We were on the same label.
Yes. And
when I was working on Earth Girls, I went to see Mike Austin. You remember him?
Mo Austin.
Well, this was his son.
Oh, Mike the son. Austin. Yeah.
Mike Austin. And we were talking about who should be on the soundtrack for Earth Girls, even though I wanted it to be more pure musical, but they wanted to put some of the bands on it. And we were talking about you guys, which of course you have songs in Earth Girls, but yeah. He said, maybe we could get them to do more because I really want them to get in the studio more. And I'm like, okay. Like, so were you not going in the studio that much then? Like, that's what
he
said.
Well, they had us put an album out like 3 years in a row. And we weren't really prepared because that's not how we work. We work all together and do miles of tape, because back then we would tape everything reel to reel.
Right.
And listen back and put what we thought onto a cassette player and then work on that. And it took us a while.
Oh, okay. So you guys would all work together and then
all
kind of collaborate on what the final project
is. I mean, sometimes I would write lyrics and Cindy would sing, or the girls we had another friend write songs for Kate and Cindy, and Keith and Ricky would put it to music. But it was a lot, most of it was us working together.
Okay. So did it take you a long time then to make an album?
It took us a while.
Right.
It finally, I think we really, after Ricky passed, and Keith was ready to do more music.
Right.
We finally came up with a way to really facilitate things and work faster. And by the time we did Funplex, our last album, we were doing a song we would go down to Atlanta, record a song, and within 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Write and record in like 2 or 3 days.
And before that, was it like you do it when?
Oh, take a week or two. So, I mean, like the song Wig, we started in 76, and we never did it until 91.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
but why do you think it took that long?
Well, we just save things. And if something doesn't work, we shelve it. And right.
It was funny when I'm watching I've always felt this way. You guys always look like you're having fun doing it. You always do. And I think I wished I had been more like that in a way. You know what I mean? About music.
Mm-hmm. Well, since I wasn't a musician or a singer, I just, I spend more time trying to think of things to say to introduce the band.
Right. Right. But because of that, though, that, it made you be fearless. And that's the thing that's so cool. What?
Like TV and the first couple of shows, like playing for friends was one thing. But when we first played Max's Kansas City and then other times, we were paralyzed with fear. And then when we had to do Saturday Night Live, we look really stiff and punky because we're just so scared
that makes that something me feel would go better. Wrong. That it just makes me feel better. Like, oh, they were scared too.
Oh my God, yeah. And most of the times we did TV early on, we were scared.
Isn't that funny?
Weren't camera ready. Nowadays, kids are like, "Where's the camera? I'm ready."
Yeah, I know.
Whereas we were not ready.
Yeah.
I like radio because, you didn't have to worry.
Right. About anything, about how you look. What were the other early shows that you did? Like TV shows?
Oh. Well, we didn't really do that. Well, we did Saturday Night Live 3 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And actually, the first time we did Saturday Night Live, our first album was going off the charts. And that
really
sent it back up the charts and propelled us to get a gold and then a platinum record. From what I gather, people in high school, you know, because it was only maybe 10 years or not even 10 years after high school, they go, can you believe Fred Schneider's on TV? You know?
That's so funny. Who were you? Because your music, I mean, it clearly has certain influences, but it's so eclectic. Like, who would you say are the people that influenced you the most when you were young or, you know?
Well, I remember in third grade, I did for art project, I did a drawing called Crazy Town, where the mailman's a letter and things like that. You know, whatever the name of somebody was, it would be like, you know, a dog would be a dog bone with a tail and a head or something. And the teacher didn't like that, but I was like really, really silly stuff. Soupy Sales.
Oh, yeah.
I love Soupy Sales. And Zachary had a TV show that was really hysterical because I got the humor even at a young age. But looking at it now, I realized, boy, this is pretty adult, especially Soupy.
Oh, yeah. Very adult.
But
it was like TV shows and silly things like that.
But they were really clever. It was, you know, they weren't just stupid. They were really clever.
Yeah.
And had just actually sort of surreal. So I think that sort of set me off to more surreal things. And then I read John Lennon's books, and he liked Edward Lear. And so I read Edward Lear and I liked his work. Al and the Pussycat and all that.
Oh, wow.
And his work was really good. And then I read Dada things and I liked that. And so I brought that aspect to the band and outer space.
Yeah. And outer space for sure. No, I also read that John Lennon said you guys were his favorite band and he was very influenced by Rock Lobster. Is that right?
Well, yeah. He heard us. He heard it in Bermuda and he really liked it. But then he heard Cindy do what Yoko does, the
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, you know, it's time for us to go back into the studio. And we didn't know that, but it was just like, wow.
So she inspired him to get going again.
And we liked Yoko, too. We loved Yoko back in the early 70s. Yeah. And people were always making fun of her. And I thought, I just loved her.
I know. I made fun of her. But, you know, I mean, that's just what I did with it. Even though she was kind of wonderful, because I really always admire when someone's up there going, this is what I want to do. And they don't care. And clearly she didn't care, right? Yeah, I know.
But I actually do like, I like Y and Dub, Mind Train.
I know you're very accepting that way. I know that. You've met her, right?
Yes, and we've sung with her too. We met her several times. I've gone to her birthday parties, but Kate and I sang with her on Mind Train, and we did it for like 11 minutes. And she goes, "Boy, you guys really do it."
I bet she was nice too, right?
Oh, she's great. Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay, so. Who was your first love of your life?
First love of my life? What do you mean?
Like, who did you fall in love with first? Like, either celebrity or a person in your life?
Oh. I guess Martin the Vandal.
Martin who?
Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, of course. They were so amazing.
My favorite group of all time. I mean, I would make my mother drive anywhere to get the latest single. If I couldn't get it at the grocery store, I'd make my mother go to the, it was really safe, but they always said, oh, no, you don't want to go to the African-American part of Long Branch, New Jersey. But there was a record store. They had everything. So, you know, we'd go there and never had a problem.
Right, right. Because like it's not dangerous, really.
And I was told, don't buy your records.
I love Martha and the Vandellas. I love those early girl groups. They were some of my biggest influences.
Oh, yeah. The Ronettes, all that.
And the Shangri-Las. The Shangri-Las, yes. I love so much because they had so many dramatic songs.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They used to be on TV all the time. You know, growing up in New Jersey, you'd see the Shangri-Las on the local music shows all the time. Anytime they had a single out, they were on the shows.
Really? What were the local shows like?
Oh, they would have top acts would, you know, they would lip sync, and Clay Cole was one of them. We also got Hullabaloo and things like that, but the local one was Clay Cole, and he would have all the different acts on all the time because he was based in New York.
Wow. Was it like in Hairspray, like those kind of, that kind of TV show? Was it like that? You know that TV show they have in Hairspray?
No, they didn't have the dancing. We had American Bandstand before it went to Hollywood, but these were more like music shows and interviews.
Okay. And they didn't have
TV. They're only half an hour.
Oh, I would be obsessed by that too. We didn't have it. I grew up here, so we didn't have it.
Oh, it was great.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, of your songs, which ones are your favorite?
Planet Claire.
Yeah.
Beanbug. We do a song called, Dreamland on Good Stuff. And I really like Good Stuff a lot. And I like Hot Pants Explosion.
See, that title is so great. How does that
like
how
we do say we don't care?
No, it's sort of like just one of those funny things you say and then you go with it, right?
Yeah, but I thought tube tops and hot pants and all that was gonna make a comeback. And what happens? Grunge.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, did I miscalculate.
I know. Grunge was so, I did not like it at all. Everything.
I like some of it, but
I know some
I'd rather
of it.
Hot pants and tube tops.
I know. I mean, the thing about it was that it didn't have that, it wasn't a cool style thing because it was all kind of raggedy, you know?
Well, it wasn't upbeat.
No, it wasn't upbeat. It wasn't fun, you know? And I feel like that's right kind of when MTV went downhill, right?
Well, yeah, I stopped watching it anyway. I think that's when they were making human tortilla sandwiches and things like that.
Yeah. I know. But isn't that sad? I mean, it's sad that MTV was so great for a while.
Well, they would play all the obscure videos and everything like that. Yeah. But there were other local video shows too. A friend of mine had a great video show outside of Boston, Rage TV, and you might have even done it if you went to Boston.
I didn't do it because I didn't tour that much, you know. But I did. I probably should have, but I didn't. It just
well,
didn't.
You should have. I like them big and stupid because I know. Those are two of my favorite songs. I played those on the local radio show here.
You did?
Yeah, out here where I live.
Oh, that's well. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I just found touring. I found it really hard.
It's rough.
It's really rough, and I was by myself. So I think that's why I look at you guys and I go, being in a band seems so much more fun.
Well, yeah, but travel, I mean, it was just, it took a toll.
The travel part is so, I mean, the amount I didn't do that much, but the amount I did, I would come home and I'd feel like I just have to lay in bed for a couple of days. It's so exhausting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
being a vegetarian too was just, oh my God.
You guys do it a lot and you did do it a lot.
Well, right now we're just doing residents in Vegas and one-offs. We're not touring anymore.
Oh,
I just said I'll keep doing it, but I'm not going to
I know, I know. I found the touring, you know, the part that was the hardest for me was how everything changed. Like nothing, you couldn't think of, nothing was going to be the same, right? You didn't know what the venue would be like. You didn't know what the people would be like,
The
the
hotels.
hotel.
Oh, God.
I know, right? And you go, and the food, and you go, every single thing is, I can't be sure of.
Yeah, we were, our manager would go with us, and oh my God, we didn't like him at all anymore. So
Oh, really? Why didn't you like him?
just let's just say our contract was really terrible. It was something like the standard American manager's contract that we had to sign. So it was like, oh God.
Like, what wouldn't he do for you? Or what did he
Oh
force you?
no, he made the most money.
Really?
Oh yeah. He still does, even though he's, you know, gone.
What you mean, even though is he passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's his estate makes the money? That doesn't seem right. Like he has like
No,
a,
it doesn't seem right. It
if
isn't
you're
right.
actually doing the work, he has like a royalty on you, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's not even
Well,
doing any work.
that happened, that's so common back then and still is happening. So it's like nothing changes.
Like, do you think new people have that kind of contract with their manager that even if they pass away, they keep getting
Well,
paid?
if they don't have a good lawyer to
Yeah.
go navigate the system, you know, because there's shysters out there still.
Could you have renegotiated with this guy?
No, we just once we had to do two I think 3 years, and after that is like goodbye.
Oh my God. But then he still gets paid for everything you did during that time period, like
Yeah.
royalties on your music and stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
Publishing, everything.
That's awful.
Yeah. But that, like I said, it was con especially
I
for new
know.
paybacks.
I know. I
Everyone
know.
was so well act and but look at the old soul singers and even
Oh, I know.
you
They
know
got screwed
other
really
acts
bad.
back in the 60s and well every year every decade.
Yeah. And they got screwed completely,
Oh
right?
yeah, they really got screwed.
Because
I
they
mean,
don't own
we
their
were screwed, but
publishing.
not
Not
totally.
that screwed, yeah. Do
Okay.
you share publishing? Who do you share publishing with?
Oh, the band. That's one reason we all stayed together. We shared everything, writing credits, royalties,
That's great.
publishing, everything.
Because that's a thing.
Everyone, even if I'm not on a song,
Yeah.
I would promote the song, go, you know, while they're doing sound checks and things, I go
See,
to the
that's one
stage
thing that
and
bands
promote
can fight about, right? They can fight
it. Oh
about
yeah,
that.
somebody says I'm the leader and then the rest of the band quits, you know.
I know. Or they go, I wrote most of the song and you did nothing. And, you know,
Yeah.
I'm the writer. What I wanted to ask you is you said you guys share everything.
Yes.
How did you arrive at that? Because people are so notoriously petty. And you're saying over the years, nobody freaked out.
No, we thought it made sense to us. Since
Yeah.
there wasn't any, you know, if someone tried to be the leader, we wouldn't, you know, no, we wouldn't pay attention. If someone had good ideas, we listened. If someone, you know, was really good at something like writing music or this, you know, that was fine. But then they needed us to write the lyrics and sing. And we would, everyone contributed. And it sort of wound up, you know, everyone did everything equally.
Yeah.
And we figured that's the best way to make things work.
It is, but most people aren't that, they do not evolve like that. They go, but I'm the leader and I'm got, you know, like it's really incredible that you guys stayed that way, I think.
Well, I think we're one of the few bands that did.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, because people get so, they get so grabby and selfish and they don't realize, they don't want to think it's a group effort. They don't want to think that, you
Well, the
know,
only
they're,
other group I can think of is Blondie, and they,
I was going to
you
say
know, they
that.
stick behind, you know, because Debbie's so wonderful, Chris is great, and
Yeah.
Clem, and you know, it just worked.
Right.
Them
Yeah, for them.
and no one there didn't seem to be any problems because everyone was doing well.
Right. I had to introduce her at a gay pride like maybe 10 years ago. And I met her. So nice, so sweet.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's just great. She's like everything you'd want her to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone's like that. She was super.
She's brilliant. Brilliant lyricist, really stylist, singing, song stylist, everything.
I know, she's great. I was reading that you guys worked with David Byrne too.
Yeah.
How was that? How was that?
Well, let's just say I stopped caring about him when he stole everything from my stage show and started.
Wait, what did he do?
Started wearing a seersucker suit, all the moves I made, all the stage patter I did.
He did?
I went to my manager's office and he was there, and my manager says, oh, and I think David got a lot of ideas from you. And naturally, alarm bells go off in my head. And I just said, well, don't wear a seersucker suit. And then what does he wear on Stop Making Sense or whatever that movie was? I walked out when I saw him.
I don't think I saw it either or watched it or wanted to. But even though I like
Tom Tom Club.
Yeah. Well, that's really, did you ever work with David Byrne? I thought you
well,
did.
Well, he produced Mesopotamia.
Oh, right, right. And was
we used to open for them, but they should have opened for us.
Yeah, exactly. Was that experience not great?
No, it was great.
It was?
Except, you know, we made $500 a show.
Really?
Well, we had to have tour support. You can't send five people and more, you know, others out opening for someone and staying in hotels and flying for $500 a show.
Is that really what they paid you?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, how can they expect people, like, they're paying for like the airplanes, right?
It's called tour support.
Tour support.
Back
yeah.
then you got tour support.
Can't you like fight about it? Can't your terrible manager fight about it?
Well, he was their manager too.
This sounds like, I don't know, a scam of some kind.
Nepotism, or whatever you call it.
How did you get this manager?
He came to see it. He was Talking Heads manager, and Kristen Tina came to see us and recommended him, and everyone except me was enthralled with him, but you know, we just wound up with him.
And everybody wanted to do it, so you're like, all right.
Well, they signed, and so I said, okay, I guess I have to sign. They signed.
Wow. Okay, what have you not done in your career that you'd still like to do?
Oh, boy. My career?
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with what I've done.
That's
because I've accomplished pretty much, you know, been creative, done solo albums, written things I'm proud of. I'm really enjoying the Weekly World News.
That's really great.
Newscaster thing.
You're like totally my hero, though, because you just have done what's in your heart, and I love that.
Well, there's no other... there's no reason to do anything else.
I know. I kind of have too, but there's... maybe because I don't have bandmates or something, I feel like at times it's frustrating because there's no one to conference with about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you've done Dare to Be Truthful. That is brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you. I know. I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do Madonna Now. Medusa Now. You have to be in that. You have to be in that. Will you?
Sure.
Okay, that would be awesome. You know what I want to do that I haven't done? I would like to be, and maybe just because it's stuck in my head from being a little theater kid, I would like to be in a Broadway play. I've never done that.
I was in Broadway things in high school, but I wouldn't
Broadway
really sing
things?
That loud. Yeah, just to get out of the house. I only did it to get out of the house.
You got cast in a Broadway show?
Well, I in chorus, dance, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, the way guys in high school can dance, which wasn't
right,
very well.
Which isn't very good.
But sing, but I wouldn't sing because I would clash with everybody.
Well, did you like it? Was it fun?
Yeah, I got out of the house and I got to hang out with my friends.
Right. I want to do it just because it's like, if you're an actor, it's one of those dream things. Like, I have to be in a Broadway show. And it's the only thing I haven't done that I would still really like to do.
Well, they're working on a Broadway show for us, so, or probably off-Broadway musical.
For the B-52s?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I bet they are. Like the way they did it with the Go-Go's, that like that
kind of thing. It's not going to be a, it's going to be more, it's going to be a, it's not going to be, what do you call it? A jukebox musical? It's not going to be a jukebox musical.
All right, is it going to have a story that they're?
It's going to have a story.
Okay, who's doing it?
We're in the process of working with different people and, you know, COVID came along and screwed everything up.
COVID screwed everything up. I mean, it's kind of like, I feel so much repercussions still happening from COVID, don't you?
Well, yeah, they say it's like they can detect it again in New York and.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So who knows?
I know. I think
now we have those fires here, so everyone has to wear masks again.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I know. Canada is on fire. That's crazy.
It's crazy. And it looks surreal. It looks supernatural. It doesn't even look like.
New York looks like Mars.
It's like a
big city on Mars.
I know. And I don't know how are they going to, I guess they just have to put the fires out and wait for it to clear out, right?
I don't think they can put they have to wait for the fires to go out or rain. But it's what's in the, besides it's like power stations, whatever else is in the woods is like what I'm worried about.
Yeah, you're right.
Power lines and.
It's really horrible. I mean, you know, California catches on fire every so often too. And that freaks me out, even though it hasn't ever come near me, but it's still like close enough, you know?
Look, I think it rained a lot.
Yeah.
But then it floods because there's nothing to hold the soil down.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Exactly. So there's that problem. But the fact that it rained a lot, I think is really going to help this year because everything's super green. It's really beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, so, it's nice here except it hasn't been raining much, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, it's because like the last couple of years were so bad, but like the plants are beautiful. I don't know. I mean, that whole thing is so like mysterious because why does it happen? You know, it's just like.
The climate has changed just because of climate change so radically. They don't know, they can't predict anything, or they know certain things are going to happen, but they don't know when or what the effects are. So
weird. My son is working, that's the field that he's in, is in working on the climate,
environmental science.
Exactly. He's working on environmental policy.
That's what I wanted to be when I took wildlife management because I thought I wanted to be a conservationist. It had nothing to do.
But luckily,
I went to the University of Georgia and wound up in Athens. But
that's great.
What I took had nothing to do with
conservation.
It meant, you know, pine trees and how can it support deer?
I was an anthropology major when I went into college because I thought, oh, that'll be interesting. And it was horrible. Oh. You're just studying like early man and, you know, bones. And I don't know what I was thinking, honestly. My parents told me I could not be an actress.
Oh, wow.
I know. So I'm like, okay, I'll just take this. And then I was so unhappy for the first year. I mean,
well, did you learn about PhD ape?
No, what is that?
Well, that's one of our contributors to Weekly World News.
Does he actually have a PhD?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And have you met with PhD ape?
No, I haven't met him yet because I forget where he's based.
Are you the editor?
Well, I'm researching and, you know, get gathering the news from our news sources from around, well, all around the planet.
Right.
And is our space.
Is there like a news, like an actual location that where this all happens?
Well, I've already done like 12 newscasts, which will be coming out. And
will you tell me how to listen to them?
Oh, they'll be on. I'll let you know. They'll be on TikTok and YouTube, and
perfect.
You know, and it's cutting edge, because if you want the truth, you come to us. You don't go to the lamestream media, like I said.
I love that you're saying that. It's really funny. You know, I was also looking on your resume. You have done so many things for so many people, right? You probably met everyone, I think.
I meet the people I want to meet, because it's sort of, I've met people I wanted to meet and they turn out to be like, ugh.
Like who? I love to hear that. Who is like, ugh?
Well, well, may she rest in peace. And I'm still a fan. Leslie Gore, of all people.
She was like someone I loved when I was young. She's like,
me too.
Is she? She's not nice.
She was. Well, she passed away.
Yeah, but, no, I know.
Well, Minx, this is terrible.
No, but that's what we want.
Minx Stoll and I went to, Minx was doing a benefit that she was, Leslie was playing at. Mm-hmm. And I was invited to it, and I'm friends with Minx, and we both go, oh my God, there's Leslie Gore. Let's go meet her. And so she was hanging out in the back with all these biker chicks. Uh-huh. And so we go up, and I go, oh, Miss Gore, I'm such a fan. I've always really liked your music. And Minx goes the same, you know, oh, I'm a huge fan still, and blah, blah. And she goes, well, thank you very much. But as you can see, I'm talking to these ladies here.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's like hilarious, right? Wow.
And then when Minx introduced her, Minx goes, and here's somebody I've been a fan of since I was this tall.
Did she get mad?
Huh?
Did she get mad at that?
I don't think she even noticed.
Oh, yeah. That's really funny. Minx Stoll is so, I saw her at your last show. I saw her.
Oh, yeah. I love her. So that's yeah, I get to meet the people I want to meet. And
right.
John
right.
Waters and.
Oh my God, I would love to meet John Waters. Is he funny in real life?
Yes. Oh my God. He does a Christmas show. You should see his Christmas show.
Where is it?
I think he does it on the East Coast. I don't know if it goes to the West Coast, but I'll find out. Remind me, I'll find out.
Okay.
It's really good.
Does he sing and dance and everything?
No. It's like a talk.
Oh, okay.
He's a brilliant speaker. He is just amazing.
Wow, please let me know. I'd love to see it. I love things like that.
Oh,
Have you seen Dina Martina's show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, how funny
like
is that?
Like 10, 15 times.
Yeah, me too. I love
She's her, brilliant.
Her. She's
yeah.
So funny, right? Like so funny. Like
oh, unbelievable. Her records are really good. Everything.
I know. It's kind of, it reminds me of your stuff a little bit, even though.
Well, she's surreal. She's a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, she's a drag artist. She's not a drag queen. She's a drag.
No, artist. She's not a drag queen.
You really have to have a show, a shtick. And yeah. She has it.
Oh my God, I know. In spades. And like she changes it. Like she changes. Like every time
all
I see
time.
Her all the time, she's got new stuff. And I've become friends with her too. Like I just started talking to her at her shows, and then we went to lunch and stuff, and really like so surprisingly normal in real life.
Oh yeah. Not
weird at all. Really funny, really sweet. I just love her. So it's funny. I guess I've met most of the people I want to meet. I don't know.
I pretty much have. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I've met enough people.
I know. And you just go, do I need to meet everyone? I don't know. I haven't met Adele. I like Adele.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I finally got to meet Cassandra Elvira and work with her and write songs for her, lyrics for her and all that. And
she's amazing, right?
Yeah, she's brilliant. So great.
I've known her for a long time. I love her. I had her on my MTV show. She's just so sweet and funny and not at all pretentious. You know,
no, she's real down to earth.
Real down to earth.
And you would not know that.
No, you'd go, oh, she could be completely crazy. You don't
and
know.
And she's a redhead, which is so funny.
I know.
A real redhead.
I know, a real one, as opposed to me.
Which is great. Yeah, I don't know what I am now. Just whatever.
Whatever comes out of the
whatever
top
comes
of your
out
head.
Of the tube.
So you feel like you've done everything. There's no like project left that you want to still do, or is it just more of the
I'll
same?
Get back thing? In the gym.
Okay. Yeah, I
oh,
do
boy.
Too. I do too. I know, but is it safe? Is COVID at the gym? I don't know.
Well, last time I went, it was all like kids from high school lined up. And it's like, oh God. And I felt like, you know, here's grandpa.
Yeah.
Our great grandpa.
I really want to go back to the gym. Do you exercise on your own, like at home?
No. I do shake weight.
Okay, good. That's cardio right there.
Yeah, actually, supposedly, well, I need to do it every day, you know.
Yeah. I walk because I live in the hills and I walk. So
oh,
I
that's
feel like
nice. Yeah.
That's good. And I have a dog, a young dog that I have to take out. And he's kind of a nightmare, but it makes me walk.
Oh, that's
right?
Good. Yeah.
Do you have pets?
No, I travel too much. And
oh, yeah.
And if I did get a dog, it would boss me around.
What if you get a little dog that you can like?
That would really boss me around.
Yeah, that's true. They're so sweet, though. They're so
yeah.
Wonderful.
Large dogs just sort of, you know, lie there, or just, you know.
Yeah. So you don't have any interest in that?
No, I would like it, but then who wants to pick up dog? Do
nobody. And you live in New York right now?
No, I live out on Long Island, but I still have my apartment in New York.
Okay. All right. Do you love it out there?
It's boring, but it's nice. I have a, you know, big garden, which is a nightmare because it's so big.
Yeah.
And out of control, sort of. But
do you do the gardening?
Well, I'm the world's worst gardener, but I
know. I like it. I feel like that. I like it. I really like the idea of it. And I'm not that good at it.
Well, the weeds. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. I thought I put down mulch. Why are these weeds
I know. And
everywhere?
Then you lose interest and then it gets out of control.
It is out, yeah. Or it's like, where did these weeds come from?
I know. So I took my pool out a year ago and made like a rock garden back there. And
uh-huh.
That's going to be a lot easier. And it kind of is, but it kind of isn't because things still grow. You know, mm-hmm. Things are still growing out of control, but I don't have to deal with the pool.
Yeah. You know? Oh, boy.
The pool was too much to me. Like, I don't know. You had to always deal with the pool man who were always telling you need something, which you don't even know what they're talking about.
Uh-huh. Chlorine, right? Or something.
Chlorine or diatomaceous earth or something. And you're like, I don't know. Do you have a pool?
No, no.
No, don't get one. They're terrible.
Yeah, I could just picture deer like, you know, drowned and like spinning around. And
so awful to wake up and find a deer. That would be like a nightmare.
I know. Bambi's like,
no. So you have deer, you have wildlife come and visit.
I have deer. The moles and voles have just ruined the lawn. So it's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And once I had, I heard all this like squeaking, and it turned out a raccoon had babies in my chimney.
Oh my God.
And I had to play really loud music for 3 days so that she would take the babies out and move.
That's what makes them move.
Mm-hmm.
That
rather than call, I've called,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
I've called safe pet, you know,
right? You didn't
wildlife
want to kill
control,
them.
But they said, oh, just play loud music. And I mean,
that's hilarious.
Not the kind of music I want to hear. I mean,
no.
I do Led Zeppelin, but not morning, noon, and night.
Right, right. Did you like any of that kind of music?
Oh, I love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I like, and The Who, and I liked all that.
I liked all that too. I really did. I think where they lost me was some of the grunge stuff. You know, I started going, because I mean, I was so obsessed with music in the 80s, weren't you?
Well, you know what? I travel so much. I didn't really get to, and I always heard the Talking Heads.
And you're like, the Talking Heads.
And I saw Blondie. I mean, in the beginning, before we signed, I would go to New York and I would hear all the different really interesting New York bands that were
right.
Like, Suicide and all, Lydia Lunch and
yeah. All the
all the really sort of avant-garde.
Right. Are those
Patti
considered
Smith.
New Wave? Are they considered New Wave?
No.
No.
Maybe Suicide was. Or they were more electro. They were early electro.
How do you define new wave? Because you guys are new wave, right?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Permanent wave.
Permanent wave. How do you define it? What is new wave?
It was just a new a reinvigoration of rock and roll with new lyrics, new ideas. Borrowing some and creating new things and borrowing from soul and funk and
right, because I felt like I was new wave. I was really influenced by new wave.
Oh yeah, you were.
I was, but I was also kind of comedy new wave, you know.
Well, you had new wave humor. I mean, that's what we had that kind of humor too.
exactly. I mean, you didn't write your songs, though. You didn't specifically write jokes in your songs, though.
No. We didn't do parodies. We didn't do camp. You know, camp is Liza Minnelli's ex-husband. You know.
I know. I should have done more stuff that was like your stuff. But I mean, I guess it just wasn't occurring to me at the time.
Well, your songs are really funny, but also really good. You
Thank
know.
You. But you know what I mean? They're not.
I Like Them Big and Stupid is really, really good.
Thank you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt an obligation to write jokes. And I don't think you are obligated to write jokes. I think you can write things that are just fun.
No, the jokes I write is when I introduce the band. I just say something totally out there and make
like,
the band.
Like, what do you say? Like, tell me something you'd say.
We've talked to all the great minds of the past century, and I've forgotten everything they said. So I'm going to introduce the band. You know.
So you just make up jokes for the intros.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Make them laugh and make the audience go, what the hell is he talking about?
Did you guys always get along? I mean, were there ever like periods of fighting?
We've had our ups and downs like any band.
Yeah.
But we always came back together. And I think we're closer now than we ever were.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because after a while with your friends, you realize that nothing you're upset about matters, really. It's like...
No. And you realize what mistakes you made and all that.
I know. And
you're actually, also under so much pressure and stress. Right. And
I think that's why people don't get along. The pressure and the stress is so intense, right?
Well, luckily, we weren't like a druggy band or anything.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's
a really bad one. I know. It's just hard to get along with people that you work super closely, but somehow you guys did it. You know?
Yeah, we lived together too, and that was sort of a mistake. But
well, but still, the fact you stayed together, you lived together, you didn't break up, it's pretty incredible, you know.
Well, we realized we couldn't do it without each other, so.
Right.
Also, you know.
Yeah, that's the mistake people make. They go, I can do this on my own. I don't need that.
Uh-huh. And right. what they do isn't as good.
Isn't it weird? Almost every time, right?
Except Tom Tom Club. They're way better than, you know.
Right. But in general, it's not general. As good. It's like the collaboration is what made it so good. I know. I just found the music business to be so much harder than like film and television.
Oh, it's a screw over. You know,
it really is. It's like, it's just like the people that you're dealing with all the time.
The managers, the lawyers. Yeah, we have great. We've had great management the past couple of years. And so we're so happy.
Oh, you know, that's good. They're taking
they're making it worthwhile to keep going.
Yeah.
Because I was ready to retire, you know, after touring is like, yeah. I've had it.
Well, is that when you got a new manager?
We got new management. The management before this one was, I liked them too, but these really were real. These were fans and, you know, just as honest and all that. So right. That was a double positive.
Yeah. That's funny. I never had a music manager that I really liked, which probably is another reason why I just went, I can't do it. It just was... I didn't find that person. You know, I found
we like everybody who works for them. And
yeah. See, that's great.
They're helping me with the Weekly World News. And
how are they helping you?
Well, I told them I wanted to do it. And they got in touch with the Weekly World News. And
they said, sure.
They said, sure.
So what are your
they're duties? Enjoying it too.
What are your duties for them?
Oh, I'm the newscaster. I'll explain more off camera.
Okay. Right. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Do you have any questions for me?
You know, we're going to be in Vegas August, the end of August, and Paso Robles in July.
Okay. This is a residency in Vegas, right?
Yes. We'll do five shows.
Oh, okay.
Shaking my tired old ass.
Yeah. Where do they put you when you go to Vegas?
It's at the Venetian.
Oh, okay. So you're just staying in regular hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Do you have to go under assumed name?
No, because the way I dress, you wouldn't know it was me.
Oh, very clever. Incognito.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to see you when you're there. So.
Okay.
I know. Your shows are so fun. Is there anything you want to ask me?
What's next for you? I want to be in your movie.
You're going to be. That's probably the next thing. We've been writing it, and then hopefully I can get it done this year. It's okay. You know, the hard thing is like COVID screwed that up. We were about to start doing, I was going to make short things, like little short films, and then COVID happened, and then it all, you know, fell apart. Now we're just going to do one film. So okay. You know, maybe it was helpful. Maybe that we had the downtime.
Well, maybe it focused more on a bigger picture.
And Madonna's life changed a little bit. So the fact that she's doing, isn't that funny? The fact that she's doing this tour, we can make fun of that. Like the whole prep for the tour, where she wasn't doing that then. So it kind of gave us more of a focus. But I mean, COVID, everything shifted with COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Dare to be truthful. Medusa, that was wicked funny. Oh my God.
I hope this
you can watch it over and over again. My favorite was Volcano Season. Have you seen Medusa Dare to Be? Oh, okay. I have to show it to my assistant.
Show it to him and tell me what he thinks.
Oh, he'll love it. He has the same crazy sense of humor I do.
Oh, where did you find him?
We've been friends. He's been a fan since he was like nine. He would come to our shows with his mom, who I'm friends with now too.
Yeah.
And met him when he was like 15, and he'd always come with his family and stuff. And then I realized, you know, I needed an assistant, and right. Would you get my, I'll show you. I realized I needed an assistant, and he graduated with a degree in business management, and he wants Perfect. To work with rock bands. And
yeah.
And he also suggested I'm now, talk about smart. I got an honorary doctorate.
You got a what?
Honorary doctorate from
Uptown College. How did you get that?
I paid him. No. it turns out the professors and students wanted to honor me. And my assistant Michael went there, and he kept saying, oh, they want to honor you. And I say, oh, yeah, really? And now,
I think that's wonderful. So can I call you Dr.?
Yes, Schneider? Please.
Dr. Schneider. Okay.
Dr. Schneider.
That's how you should call yourself on your newscast.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yes, I should.
You totally should.
And give boring lectures. And
yes, it's a perfect opportunity to use it and, you know, pretend you're smarter than everyone, which you are.
Yeah, I'd really have to fake that.
Well, I guess I've asked you everything. You're okay. So adorable and fun, and I'm going to call you when
we're thank you. I'm such a fan, and we'll do it again in the future. Definitely.
Okay. All right, I'm going to call you when I'm doing Medusa.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Fred.
Take care. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Take care.
Just say Julie, ba ba ba, yeah.